From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
And good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Triad in Focus here on 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. We come on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m., take you up until the 8 o'clock hour, and we talk to people who are involved in things that are going on around here in the Triad. My guest this morning is Jake Gardner, and he is going to be performing in the Piedmont Opera's performance of Tosca, which is coming up in,
the 28th, 30th, 28th and 30th of this month, and the first. There are three performances.
Okay. Well, good morning to you, Jake. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Absolutely. Like I said, I can't remember the last time I left home before dawn.
Yeah. It just feels early.
Yeah, well, we performers tend to be night owls. At least I do.
Yeah. And especially this time of year when it seems like the sun's just rising later every morning.
I know.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from upstate New York. I was born in a small town, or lived in a small town of Irvine, and then moved to Binghamton, New York when I was about 12. And I think it was instrumental in my actually finding my profession. I don't think I would have found it if I had stayed in that small town. And the move was, you know, about my father's work and things. So I started there, and then I was a musician. I was a trumpet player and went to the New York State University at Potsdam with the idea of being a band instructor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I sort of found my vocation, which was singing in the stage.
And I understand, I was looking through your information, that you're performing the role of Scarpia in Tosca.
Yes, Baron Scarpia.
That's the baritone role.
Quite an evil character. Yeah. Us lower voice types often get that,
and you look
that
like
role.
You have a twinkle in your eye like you enjoy.
Oh, gosh, it's the best. I mean, playing these kinds of characters, and Baron Scarpia, for one, is probably, even for all voice types, it's one of the greatest composed roles in the entire repertoire.
And if you are the villain, then the heroine of the story is your wife.
Yes. We work out a lot of family issues.
Where did you two meet?
We met in my home company, which was in Binghamton, New York, a company called Tri-Cities Opera, which is kind of an interesting story in that they are in their 68th year, and they're in a small community, smaller than Winston, really. But, I mean, it's still, there's a the Tri-Cities implying three different cities together. They had a young artist program there that Jill was a part of. And long story short is my mentor was becoming ill at this time. I was living in Germany, and he called me because he was going to have to stop. He was in the middle of rehearsing La Traviata, and he wasn't going to be able to continue. And he called me, could I come back for a couple of weeks and finish the production? And Jill was singing Violetta in that production.
So it was very nice to have you with the training in order to be able to jump in and do that.
Yes, well, it was a big family.
Well, the performance is coming up for the Piedmont Opera, and you've been transplanted here. How is it that you ended up in the Winston?
Yes, well, we ended up here because this is Jill's home, her stomping grounds. She's from Tobaccoville, and her folks are still there, and we've moved to Kernersville 5 years ago this Halloween. And we say 5 years, but we are on the road probably 6 to 8 months of the year, so we've maybe clocked a full year in our home at this point.
So you're traveling around, touring with different opera?
Well, we're freelancers. We have an agent in New York City, and we travel around. Well, at this point, I mean, I used to go back and forth to Europe, but now I'm pretty much in the United States. And we travel to Hawaii. Joe will be going to Hawaii in January to sing Streetcar Named Desire. Excuse me. And we've just been Minneapolis. So we really travel pretty much the whole country. And it's a pool of singers, really. That we're a small group. But we all kind of job out of New York City, and it's rare to go to a job where we were just in Indianapolis where we don't know somebody.
Do you have an involvement with the School of the Arts here in Winston?
No, not at this point.
The performance of Tosca is going to be taking place at the Stevens Center.
Correct.
On October 28th, October 30th, and November 1st. And we'll have information on the Piedmont
Opera.
Yeah,
three different times. I think the first one is at 8 o'clock. Then the second performance on the 30th is a matinee, 2:30, I believe. And on Tuesday at 7:30.
I've got it as 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay.
And the November 1st is 7:30 p.m. And tickets are available by calling 336-725-7101 or at piedmontopera.org.
Now, perfect.
For anybody who is unfamiliar with the opera, Tosca,
come and see it. I'm going to make my pitch.
Okay,
it is probably one of the top five performed operas in the world. So it's an extremely popular one. It is grand opera at its most extreme, and short story is that I saw my first opera when I was 18 years old. And I had every prejudice that everyone else has, that it's elite, that it's in a foreign language, I don't understand it. Even though I was interested in music, I still had that kind of feeling. And I went to my first opera, which was André Chénier, and my experience was one of amazement. It was over in a flash. It was over before I knew it, while I was anticipating, you know, suffering through 3 hours and you know, hopefully being alive at the end. And so it really, I didn't have an idea I would do it or that it would be a vocation for me, but I was changed by it. And so I would say to anyone who's, I don't think that opera is for everyone, but if you've never been, you need to try it. And if you want to try it, this is a good one.
That's a good choice. I know from my own personal experience with it that I would not consider myself an opera buff or even an expert in the type of thing. And I'd seen a couple of them until I had seen one that was very well performed that affected me in a way, much like what you were saying. You
know? Right.
And I never expected that to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because there's so much happening. It's the amalgamation of so many art forms. And it's when it works, and I think that what you said, when you went to it, you saw a really good performance. There's nothing like it.
Yeah. And, tell the audience, if anybody's unfamiliar with, what's the plot of
Tosca? Well, it's, you know, like, it's very involved, like many opera plots are. It's about a love triangle and a political triangle in a completely historical time. And it's about a chief of police who has actually become the head of the state because there is no sitting pope, a young girl who is a part of his political party and a famous person within in Rome because of her singing talent, and her boyfriend who is a painter and libertarian, really.
And Tosca's Puccini?
That's Puccini, correct.
Do you know when it was written?
I don't have those dates in my head right here.
Okay, we'll see.
I need my wife for that.
Yeah,
she's the date keeper.
Tell me a little bit more about your wife, who's going to be singing with you in this.
Yes, well, Jill is a spinto soprano. This is kind of one of her signature roles, probably the role that she has done the most in her career. And we've done it. I think this is our fourth production together. But she's done it many more times than I. And she is, she was a pianist who went to school in Baton Rouge. And then she came to back home and at UNCG got her master's in vocal performance. Then she went off to Italy, and then she ended up in my company in Binghamton at Tri-Cities Opera. And we became a professional singer in 2005. So she's, I guess this is her 11th year.
Well, if you just tuned in, my guest this morning on Try It and Focus is Jay Gardner. He will be performing the role of Scarpia in Tosca at the Piedmont Opera's performances coming up October 28th, 30th, and November 1st. We'll be back with him in a moment. We'll have more information about him, the upcoming performance, and much more. Make sure you stick around here on Triad in Focus.
On the next Blue Dimensions, Catherine Russell has Harlem on her mind.
I've got Harlem on my mind.
I'm Johnny Meister, Harlem on My Mind, the new album from Catherine Russell, and Errol Garner on the comeback trail 39 years post-mortem on the next Blue Dimensions.
Friday at 2 on 90.5 WSNC.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley. And coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got the band Hard Working Americans. John Paul Keith will continue his feature host series, Something on the Side. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90. That's right here on 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. And good morning. I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Try It in Focus on 90.5 WSNC. We talk to people in the Piedmont Triad area about upcoming events, about important organizations, and much more every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. My guest live in the studio this morning is Jake Gardner. He's going to be performing the role of Scarpia in the upcoming production of Tosca at the Stevens Center. That's going to be put on by the Piedmont Opera. That's piedmontopera.org. And he's going to be performing with opposite his wife, who's going to be playing the main soprano.
Yes, and the whole shebang doesn't end, but the second act ends with her stabbing me repeatedly in the chest.
You say that again. You say that with a twinkle in your eye.
Absolutely. Like I say, we work out a lot of family issues well, these moments.
Can you tell me any stories? You say that you probably performed this three or four times together before. What has happened when you've worked together?
Well, sort of holding her hand through. We did it in the last time we did it together was in Minneapolis in a summer opera there. And we did it. It was performed in an old, bombed-out mill, which was part of a museum in downtown Minneapolis. And she had to jump out of a window. I mean, she climbed up. I think it must have been because the very end of the opera, she leaps off the parapet to her death.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah,
alert.
Yeah. So you know, it's a low-key sort of story. And so she had to climb up this, and she was up this ladder into this open window that was part of the ruins, and then jump literally into the street. So there was they had all this padding and kind of a gymnast's pads there for her, but there was this sign that was sticking out, sort of a yield sign or something, that was right next to where she needed to jump, and from the top of that window, it really looked dangerous, and so they had three or four people do it before her, and she's actually very brave about that sort of thing. But there was something about this steel sign there that we just had to say we had to find a way to do it, which she did. And I think that sometimes she goes out backwards, but I think she went forwards on this one. So it's.
Did she didn't hit the sign?
No, she didn't. Okay, no, she didn't.
That's good.
I think she had it in her contract that they had to meet her at the as she got off the mattress with a martini.
No. Now, I have found fascinating as somebody who didn't know that much about opera is about the process of
right.
What you actually. How do you make yourself heard without a PA system?
Well, there's that process is what is the most fascinating thing about. I mean, we love music, we love being a part of the drama, but the art of singing is what really captivates most of us, and that is the art of being able to stand with in a theater of say 2,000 people, and. An orchestra of 60, and to be heard without any kind of amplification. And this is a study that's been going on since the 17th century. And we are a part of that legacy. And it's the most fascinating part of it all because it's acoustical. It's athletic. It takes a great deal of technique.
And how long did you have to train?
Well, I mean, I always sang. I sang like most of us in church. And then I began training my voice, quote unquote, because I had a nice voice, you know, that sort of thing, in my senior year of high school, and then continued that through my university years. So that's when I began, and I clearly had an aptitude for it and an interest in it. You know, that's where teachers are so important, in that I had a couple of people open doors for me musically and then in this vocal way, and I looked in and went, oh my God, this is amazing. This is so, I just love this. And there's nothing in my background that makes the why I should feel that way. And I think that's one of the great miracles of being given a talent. There's really no rhyme or reason for it, except that I was extremely motivated by it.
So you're surprised that you ended up?
Well, I'm not surprised at this point, I guess, but yeah, at that time, it wasn't about being surprised. It was just being all of a sudden finding something that totally focused me. And I've been always been grateful for that. And then to have been able to turn that into a way to make my living for 40 years is extremely, I'm extremely grateful.
Tell me a little bit more about the process.
Well, we've been here about, I was been thinking about this coming over in the car, actually, that, you know, we come together, there's a great deal of preparation that has to take place before we get here. I know my role, and in this case, I've done it a number of times, so that's even more advantageous. And you only really learn your part in performance in the end, with really understanding what it is when you're put in with an audience of, let's say, like the Stevens Center, 1,500 people who have come here to focus on you for the next 3 hours. There's an onus in that that's fantastic. And that's when you really learn what these roles are for you. But we've been here a little over a week. We're almost fully staged the first two acts. We'll finish that this afternoon. And this is a collaboration. We have a director. We have a conductor, a wonderful, both of them extremely competent guys for a city of this size. You're very lucky to have them here. And we come the first day, and we sing through all of the music, which we have all prepared. And they have prepared the chorus, and the orchestra has been engaged. And then we begin a collaboration and we're collaborating around something that we all love and have a tremendous interest in and are very challenged by. And so I was sort of thinking, God, I wish our government and our country could work that way. It seems like it should be that way in a lot of instances. So we put that together, and then we have each of us. Actually, the tenor is the third part of this triangle is Dean Yarvanya, and he's someone that we both have worked with before. So we're putting these roles together, singing these words to each other, and we are changed by the way a person listens to you, the way a person responds to you, so that these things take on their own life, and it's a life of collaboration. And it'll never be the same again. And here we are working with some of the greatest channelers of Western civilization, who are these composers. In this instance, Puccini. But he cannot exist without us.
Well, elaborate on that.
Well, because what he did is sat in front of a blank sheet of paper and made these marks on this paper that we now interpret, that now becomes a full-blown human experience. So that doesn't happen without us. We can listen to a record, but we can't get in a theater with an audience that it doesn't get there without us. Thank God, because he's the genius of this endeavor.
So and we. It was designed to be performed.
Well, it just works. It's just the way it is. Yeah. And it's live performance. And live performance is something that we feel very strongly must, you know, survive. You know, we have so many big extravaganzas and lots of electronics and all of this. To get in a room with people and be acoustic, there's no other experience like it.
If you've just tuned in, my guest on Triad in Focus is Jake Gardner. He is going to be performing in the Piedmont Opera's performance of Tosca, which is coming up on October 28th, 30th, and November 1st. We'll have more details on that in a little bit, and we'll have more with Jake in just a moment. You're tuned in to Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC.
This week on Jazz Night in America, it's the most famous living jazz musician you've probably never heard of. Canadian pianist Oliver Jones. We'll hear his special retirement performance at the Montreal Jazz Festival. That's this week on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride.
Tuesday night at 10 on 90.5 WSNC.
On the next Blue Dimensions, Catherine Russell has Harlem on her mind.
I've got Harlem on.
I'm Johnny Meister, Harlem on My Mind, the new album from Catherine Russell, and Errol Garner on the comeback trail 39 years post-mortem on the next Blue Dimensions.
Friday at 2 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 FM, WSNC, Winston-Salem State University, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, and this is Triad in Focus. Comes to you every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk to people in the Triad area who are doing interesting things, involved with interesting organizations, and in this case, we're talking to Jake Gardner. He is a baritone opera singer who is singing the role of Scarpia in the performance of Tosca that the Piedmont Opera is going to be putting on October 28th, October 30th, and November 1st. More details at piedmontopera.org. But, Jake, you look like you're looking, I get the idea you're looking forward to this performance.
Oh, absolutely. And this is, you know, becoming my new home. This is the, I think I said earlier, we've been here 5 years now on Halloween Day. And, this is the third production I've done with the Piedmont Opera, the first being Turandot, second being Flying Dutchman, and now Tosca. And I don't know if we said this on the air, but this is what I do for a living. We've been in our home here in Kernersville for 5 years, but we've probably been actually in the home for about a year because we travel between 6 and 8 months of the year, both my wife and I. And it's great to have a company of this quality in the home in my hometown, my new home, my adopted hometown. And it's such a quality organization, and there's reasons for it in that with the School of the Arts, and you have also, we talked about this collaboration. There's also, like this afternoon before the beginning of this my rehearsal, I'll have a wig fitting. All of the people here are very, very, because of the school, I think in large part, are extremely good at their jobs. Costumes, we have to have costumes. I think some of the costumes will be rented from Malabar and Canada. So there's a tremendous amount of coordination that takes place to make this happen. Many, many layers. I've heard it talked about. It's like an onion, and you have there's so many layers that go into making this happen, which is one of the reasons that it is expensive to do. And you know, it's expensive, and it's not. And the singers never feel like they're actually the big ticket item, actually, because you have the sets, you have the theater, you have the stage hands, you have the orchestra. There's the number of people it takes to do this is huge. And the quality of what you have in this city is astounding.
This is going to be the Piedmont Opera's performance of Tosca coming up in just a little bit. And what do you want people to take home from our discussion here?
Try it. If you've never tried it, try it. It's a very good theater. It is going to be a quality performance, and you might love it.
You mentioned talking about you and your wife both touring around. How often do you go together?
Well, it varies. This year we've had quite a lot of time together. We'll be apart. She's going to Hawaii to do Streetcar Named Desire, and I'm going up to Virginia Opera to do Der Freischütz. So we'll be apart then. But we've been together. We also do a little bit of teaching together. We haven't taught in the area yet, but we hope to at some point. Do a workshop. We've always taught together. We've been together, I think it's 15 years. So, it's sometimes we're apart for a long time. Sometimes we're apart for 6 or 7 weeks at a time, which is way too long.
And now you're going to be face-to-face.
We'll be face-to-face, yep.
When she's not stabbing you in the back on stage.
Well, yeah, or when I'm not attacking her and pushing her down on the table.
Yeah, it sounds...
it's lovely.
It sounds like great family entertainment.
Oh, bring the kids. They love it. I think there will be some students coming to one of the final rehearsals. But I know from a fact that children love this opera.
It's a real spectacle.
Yeah, well, it's blood and guts and betrayal and all these kinds of things. But it's the spectacle of opera is fantastic.
Well... Jake Gardner, thank you very much for being my guest this morning.
It was my
pleasure. Focus. The Piedmont Opera's performance of Tosca will be taking place at the Stevens Center of the UNCSA at October 28th at 8 p.m., runs October 30th at 2 p.m., and November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at 336-725-7101 or piedmontopera.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem State University, Genuine Jazz at WSNCradio.org. And we'll have more music in just a moment.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley. And coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got the band Hard Working Americans. John Paul Keith will continue his feature host series, Something on the Side. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
This week on Jazz Night in America, it's the most famous living jazz musician you've probably never heard of, Canadian pianist Oliver Jones. We'll hear his special retirement performance at the Montreal Jazz Festival. That's this week on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride.
Tuesday night at 10 on 90.5 WSNC. 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.